From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. At his talk at TEDxLSU last Saturday, John Gray, a musician and educator, talked about music as a connector. When you hear a few bars of the Star-Spangled Banner, that might make you feel patriotic. And When the Saints Go Marching In might stir up some football fandom. If culture were a gumbo, he said, music is the roux, the special ingredient that binds us together and makes us who we are. And he's calling on his city, Baton Rouge, to consciously sustain its own culture. John Gray, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Amy.
So you're a trumpet player and the leader of two bands based here, the J. Gray Jazz Trio and the Soul Jukebox, and you often front the Michael Foster Project, too. What's the venue situation like here in Baton Rouge? Where do you get out to play?
Well, I tell you, you know, we probably dipped in and out of just about every venue here in Baton Rouge, everywhere from Chelsea to the Varsity to what used to be the old SoGo downtown by the Atrium to, to new places like Jolie Pearl and Allure was right around this corner, and and Spice Restaurant, and there's so many places. If it's been a venue here, we've probably played at it. I can tell you with my observation, as far as there being a variety of places for people to check music out that's dedicated to a particular genre or a particular aspect of music entertainment, I think that's probably where we might be lacking. And I hate to be another person that does the whole Baton Rouge, New Orleans comparison or what have you, but I dip and I have my feet in both ponds. And when I look at it, you have a place like Snug Harbor that's dedicated to jazz. You have a place like Preservation Hall that's dedicated to traditional jazz. And you have a place like, you know, that's dedicated to more reggae and, you know, ska or whatnot. And you got somewhere that might be more straight up brass band, you know, so there's that type of variety.
Do you think it's possible for what you're talking about, where you've got dedicated venues for different genres and subgenres, to develop in Baton Rouge?
Oh, no doubt. It could happen anywhere, you know, but when you talk about the folks who, you know, who are opening up the places, you know, you've got to have a genuine interest in one particular thing or the other, you know what I mean? So if I don't know anything about the blues, you know, it don't make no sense for me to try to open up a blues joint.
What comes to mind when you think of Baton Rouge and Baton Rouge music?
Well, when I think about, I guess, the music scene here in Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge has been known for being a great music education center. When you talk about, you know, Southern University's marching band and the acclaim that it has, when you talk about the Southern University Music Department and the Jazz Institute and the late, great Alvin Batiste, and you talk about the musicians that have come through and been educated here, everybody from Randy Jackson, Herman Jackson, and Branford Marcellus, Donald Harrison, and then you talk about LSU School of Music and the musicians and the program that it has and what have you, and musicians who've come through there. And I mean, this has been like a music education hub for a number of years. That's a legacy, you know, worth identifying and taking some pride in. When you talk about the Baton Rouge music scene, the main thing that sticks out is the Baton Rouge blues scene. I'll be quite honest, I've recently started serving on the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation board. And I remember upon getting in, I was like, I am unhip to what's happening on the Baton Rouge blues scene. I don't know what's going down. Like, hip me to what's happening. I know what's up with the jazz scene. I know what's happening with the R&B and, you know, urban scene, what's happening, but I don't know what's going on with the Baton Rouge blues scene. And it's something I was like, oh man, I didn't realize this is extremely hip. And, you know, it's something to kind of poke your chest up about, but a lot of us don't know about it. I mean, we got a rich culture as far as music is concerned here in Baton Rouge, and it's not all straight up New Orleans, you know.
What is the most exciting thing that you see happening or hear happening right now in the Baton Rouge music scene?
Oh, well, no doubt this, you know, and what I was saying before about the about the venues and what have you. I don't want that to take away from the fact that us having a vibrant downtown scene, you know, much more vibrant than what it was when I was like in college. That's really big. You know, my main thing is I have, you know, in the past several years been very interested in culture and just us having awareness about our cultural engagement, you know, on a daily basis. And that doesn't have to just deal with music, but just our cultural experiences as it relates to where we go and have a cup of coffee, where we go to eat, you know. Are we just good with seeing the next Chick-fil-A pop up, or do we like having the cultural experience of going to the mom and pop po' boy shop? You know what I mean? Are we aware of the different cultural groups that exist in our community, you know? And are we willing to have different cultural experiences outside of the ones that we are normally having on a daily basis? Are we willing to step on out? And that's just been a concern of mine.
John Gray is a musician and band director at the Dunham School. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me, Amy. I love me some WRKF.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.